What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
Podcast time. Yes, what a big podcast we have for you today. We've got exclusive access to the royal family. Wow. Princess Diana's most trusted confidant and best friend, grew up with Harry and Wills, knows this family intimately, tells us what he believes is going on with Kate Middleton and all the chaos that's unfolded over the last few months. And he knows, he's saying to us, he knows things for a fact.
Yeah, bombshell stuff, he said. Mm. Absolute, but hey, I dropped the bombshell in the show today. Mm. One of us got voted the number one radio personality in Australia.
Yeah.
Absolutely number one.
And I know I'm third on the billboard, but you didn't see that coming, did you?
Also,
maybe time to swap some names around.
We've got an answer for you if you're playing
you can go in the middle.
Bucks on Friday. Is the date?
That'll be the 22nd, yeah.
22nd. Friday, the 22nd of March. That could get you 20 grand.
Charge on in your morning commute. Switch on Fifi, Feb and Nick in your all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X. With a new striking and sleek design, charge on in the Toyota BZ4X.
Live from the Fox Studios in South Melbourne. Fifi Box.
I love this. I want all of that.
Brendan Favola.
I don't get it, but it's funny.
Nick Cody.
Took the wind out of those sails real quick.
Are Melbourne's number one breakfast show.
Woo! Popular Melbourne radio hosts Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
From Melbourne, Australia, Fifi, Fev and Nick. We are the best city in the world.
Just love Melbourne.
It's the best.
It just gets you on a good start.
Just makes you laugh.
They are the biggest show in Melbourne.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
These are the biggest street parties in Melbourne.
People are pumped up. People are up and about.
We're going to Vegas,
yeah.
Baby.
Bev's
street tour.
Where else to go? Live on the street. Let's go!
Melbourne's our city.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
We're the Jonas Brothers.
Hey, this is Pink.
Yo, what up, it's Macklemore.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
It's Dua Lipa.
Hey, what's up? It's the Kid Leroy.
Kylie Minogue.
Hi to all the Fox family.
Tones and I.
I used to listen to Alpha Buck. I played it along in the car.
You've won $100,000!
That is the secret
sauce.
The Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
It is Million Dollar Week here at the Fox every day, giving someone in our beautiful city a crack at $1 million.
Yeah, we are.
Another chance this morning, Fifi, Fev and Nick, and another tomorrow. Hello, how are we all?
Very well. I'm so excited about today's show because, as we know, the world is gripped by the Kate Middleton saga. And coming up, we have a confidant of the royal family. In fact, Princess Diana's best friend, grew up with Wills and Harry for that matter, knows how the royals operate, knows how their people behind the scenes operate because he was one of them. Mm. Welcome to the show, Paul Burrell.
Hello, guys. It's good to be with you.
Now, Paul, you must see these things that unfold in the royal family and you know how it operates. You know how the advisors work. I mean, we watch The Crown and we get as much as we can out of that. But, Paul, with everything that's going on, can you tell us what do you think has happened to Kate?
Well, it's all very simple, really. The world's gone mad. Everybody's gone bonkers. I've never read such rubbish in all my life that's coming across the internet. The internet's wild with speculation. But, you know, the truth is very simple. Kate's had a serious operation. The palace did say she'd be out of the world stage for quite a while, and she wouldn't be resurfacing until Easter time. Now, of course, the public can't accept that because they don't know what's going on. They want to know what's going on with Kate. They want to know where she is. But she wants to take some time out. She wants to be below the radar while she recovers. And the world doesn't seem to accept that. William is constantly aware of the media and speculation. He does not want it to hurt his family. They live in a very tight bubble. And nobody gets inside that bubble.
So she's not dead.
She's not dead. She's alive and well, and she's recovering.
Do they not help themselves by putting out a poorly photoshopped image like, oh, here I am, it's all fine? Doesn't that
Well, that
hurt?
Was a mistake. Mm. Yep. That was a mistake. There are two halves of Kate and William's life here. I mean, they are king and queen in waiting on the world stage. Fine. And you're able to criticize and do whatever you like about their public role. But they do have a private role as a mother and a father in a family. So they're entitled to that too. The mistake was, of course, that photograph, which William took, Kate photoshopped. Now, you know that every role photograph is photoshopped.
But not
and
by
I
Kate.
I don't know how to photoshop. Well, she stuck a few leaves on a tree and she fiddled with their clothes just a little bit. And then the world goes mad and says, oh, my goodness, what has she done? Well, you know, the palace system were running around like headless chickens because they released that picture without actually scrutinizing it in the first place. So it's the communications department that should get shot. They're the ones that should get shot, not Kate. Kate is an innocent in all of this, and she didn't realize what she was doing. William and Kate, they don't scroll through the media. They do not look at social media and see what's being said about them. And they're trying to live a normal life underneath this huge scrutiny.
Now, Paul, I've been going through Twitter a lot, and I've fallen in a deep hole, Paul.
Oh. He's lost,
yes,
Paul.
Go on.
Help him out.
Now, this is one of the theories.
But Twitter is a negative search engine.
This is one of the theories. Now,
go on.
Kate has had an affair with Will's best friend, who is the godfather to George, who died recently.
Right. Okay.
And Wills didn't go to the funeral. Why wouldn't he have gone to the funeral when it was his best mate and godfather of the kid? And that now Kate is in mourning and shattered because he's obviously died. And Wills had been cheating beforehand. And now Kate is hammering Will, saying it's your fault. And there is a lot of hate because she was in love with the best friend. Bang.
Oh, wow. This sounds like a Hollywood movie.
Or a script from Bold the Beautiful.
Oh, true.
It could be. It could be something which Harry and Meghan had written.
Could be true. You reckon Harry would do that to his brother?
I don't buy any of that. I'm sorry to disappoint you. They are very happy. They're a very tight unit. They are very safe on royal property. And they are not going to stray until Easter. You'll see a different story at Easter time. If I was their PR man, I would put Kate in her finest, send them off to church on Easter morning. She would step out of church with her children, with her husband, and then it would squash all these conspiracy theories and put it all to bed.
Why haven't they done that, Paul? That's the only thing I am very suspicious of. They trotted her out. Just put her on the balcony and wave and it all goes away.
William will not bow to anybody else's pressure, to the media pressure, the speculation on the internet.
Does he bow to Rose, because he's got a kid to her?
No, that's a conspiracy theory.
That's a conspiracy theory, and that is not true. Have you been watching too much of The Crown?
Yeah, because that's the best.
Well, when you watch The Crown, it scrambles your brain, because I watch it, and I look at it and think, oh, my goodness. That's not true.
That didn't happen. Actually, on that.
And the Queen isn't a cold-hearted, miserable woman. She wasn't like that. I lived with them. I know these people. I know where they are. I know how happy they are. I still have contacts within the royal circles. And I know people who live very near them. So I know that all is well. And William will not bow to public pressure until he thinks it's the right time. It's not the right time yet.
Hey, let's get back to Kate. Now, that footage of the farmer's market with Wills was not Kate.
It was.
It wasn't Kate.
Yes, it was.
It was not Kate. You're seeing doctored
stills. It is absolutely, I believe that it is her.
Christmas decorations, right?
It is her.
To my question.
She just popped out for a loaf of bread.
Did she?
Oh, yes.
Do the royals use body doubles? Do they have body doubles?
No.
Ever.
No, they do not have body doubles because remember what the Queen said? We have to be seen to be believed.
Well, but it wasn't her.
And so it was her. Did you not see how she was looking rather drained?
Skinny.
She was looking thinner than usual.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it wasn't her.
Yeah, because she's been ill. She's had a serious operation. And when you all find out one day what it is, you'll think, oh, my goodness.
Do you know what it is?
How horrible. How horrible for the world to... do I know what it is? Well, I do, but I'm not going to say. Because it's not my place to tell you.
Well, thank you, Paul, for your candor. This has been an incredibly insightful chat. And we're so excited because you have agreed to come back on the show tomorrow. There are so many other things we want to ask you. We haven't even touched on King Charles, his health, Harry and Meghan, what the relationship's like with Wills and Charles at the moment. So we very much look forward to having you back on the show tomorrow, Paul Burrell.
You're very welcome.
1019 The Fox.
What is happening, Fev?
Yeah, everyone in this show has had a lot of accolades lately. Oh, just me. I've had the statue of Hall of Fame. Now, I got in my hot little hands. Something that's going to be released later today. It hasn't been released. Is it an embargo? Anyway, I'm going to read it anyway.
Oh, no.
The Talent Index annually released its National Top Talent Report. 7,000 Australians were surveyed about their thoughts on celebrities. And it's calculated. So what they've released is the top 10 in breakfast TV and radio for likability.
Oh, here we go.
So coming in fourth place for radio would be Kyle Sanderlands. Coming in third place, Jackie O.
Oh, yeah.
Best show in the country. The two hosts are only fourth and third. Coming in at the second spot is Ben Fordham.
Oh, wow.
And coming in at number one for the most likable radio presenter in Australia with 75% likability. That's a lot, isn't it?
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Good size.
Our queen, Fifi Box!
Oh!
It is! You are the most likable! Fiona Box, the number one most liked radio presenter in Australia.
There you go.
In Australia.
Wow.
I can't wait.
That, Sydney.
I can't wait until Fee sees the footage back of her absolutely hating this talk break.
It was me.
Until the word Fifi was said.
I know, because you thought, hey, congratulations.
Well,
you are number one.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that.
Mate, Fifi Box, the number one radio. Oh, wow. You are number one. And the number one TV is Sarah, that's on Channel 9, and then Matt Shervington, Richard Wilkins, Nat Barr, and then Carl Stefanovic. So you are number one radio.
Well, that's very nice.
That's unbelievable.
It?
That's really cool.
That just made up.
I just thought that would put your little smile on your dial.
Thank you. These are beautiful flowers and the confetti canny. You know how much I hate those?
Yeah. That's, how do you feel?
Really
do.
Yeah, that's lovely. I don't know this to be true, though, so I'll have to have a look at it.
They all love you.
I can validate this. It actually is true.
Yeah.
Percentage-wise, I think 75%
likability, most liked out of and you know when you do, we always go, oh, and the report.
Yes.
Yeah, there's 10 people and they're all nuffs eating pizza because they're getting it for free. 7,000 Australians were surveyed.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
It's a shame the 25% that didn't like you were your co-host and the producer. But it's the people out there.
Well, that's very nice. Amazing. Thank you. I really appreciate that to the 7,000 people that were in part of that. That's lovely.
Well, I'd say
thank you.
And that'd be also most of Melbourne.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know how much I love Melbourne.
Number one listen to show. And you are the most likable radio presenter in Australia.
Wow.
So congratulations.
I appreciate that very, very much. Where are you two on the list?
Why would you even say that?
Oh, yes.
We're not on it. I'm just curious.
It just slipped to 73% likability.
Yeah, it's down. It's actually down to 15% because anyway. So you try pump.
I'm curious. You've thrown me, so I'm interested.
No, we're not in it.
Oh.
Fev never asked, why aren't you guys in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
He just graciously.
We're just not in it.
Thank you. That's very sweet, and I appreciate that. That's lovely.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
Fifi Fever Nick.
Melbourne's Jerry Springer stories.
We love this because Melbourne, we have Jerry Springer stories in the suburbs. You know we do. And we were talking about this because Liz Hurley, she is being directed in a sex scene by her son Damien. And the psychologists are now coming out and officially calling it creepy. Not appropriate.
Yeah.
Crossing boundaries.
A shame that a psychologist had to come out and say that.
I know. We could have degrees in that.
Yeah.
But sometimes people aren't thinking, and things happen in families, and they often become family secrets. And here on the Fifi Fever Nick Breakfast Show, we love to out these secrets and share them. Now, we've got Sarah from Kilsyth. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. How
Very
are you?
Well. One of our favourite segments, right. Sarah. Would the late, great Jerry Springer be proud of this?
I reckon. Okay. Everyone I tell, they're like, what?
Give it to us.
So my parents met in the 70s. This woman introduced my parents. My parents are married for 40-something years. They separated at the end of 2021. And in the middle of 2022, my dad comes out to us and says, oh, I've got a girlfriend. We're like, okay, cool. Turns out to be the woman that introduced my parents in the 70s.
Oh, what?
When my mum found out, she's like, that's my friend. How could my friend do that to me? I'm in my 30s and I'd never heard of this woman until now. So I don't really think okay. that's a friendship.
No, well, that's a good point, actually. Did you have to say mum? How close? But Sarah, does that mean, was there anything going on during your parents' relationship?
There was a lot going on between my parents' relationship. I don't think anyone's got enough time to learn about the stories of my parents' relationship.
So was this woman part of it, do you think? Was she in? Was your dad seeing her?
I reckon he was seeing her a bit before he admitted to it, but it's my parents and I'm like, oh, I don't want to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But it even got to the point where my mum would try to find out where my dad and her were so she could rock up and cause trouble.
Oh, mum.
Oh, no. Has your mum found someone else now?
I don't talk to her anymore because of all of this.
Oh, so you're on dad's side.
That's too much drama for me. I can't. No, thank you.
So you've now fallen out with your mum?
Yeah, I don't talk to her anymore.
How long's that been?
I tried to start talking to her again last year. So we went a year without talking and then, I started talking to her. She found out and then she just lost the plot. So I'm like, you know what? I'm good.
Hey, Sarah, did you talk to your dad through this whole period?
Yeah.
So you took dad's side and he was with another woman, but you don't talk to your mum?
That's what my mum said. I took my dad's side and I'm like, well, no, dad actually tried to talk to me like a human being. Where mum was more, oh, your dad did this, and she tried to
she was upset.
Show us text messages and photos that she found on his phone. And I'm like, hey, mum, that's my dad.
Yeah, you can't keep kids out of that stuff. That's not for kids. Even adult kids.
She's 30. Yeah.
No, but don't you think?
Yeah, but still. If something
happened to you, maybe, and you would want someone like if Trixie was 30, I lean on you? Please? I need someone to help me.
No, because I'm the product of a divorced family. Yeah. You don't bring kids into it. Yeah. I can say that. My parents didn't, but that's good. Mm. Yeah. You don't bring them in. But even as an adult, because you can't stop a mum, you can't stop a kid loving their dad. Like Sarah loves her dad, even if he did the dirty on her. Mm. Doesn't make you a bad human. Yeah. It means their relationship was troubled.
Mumsy can vent.
Yeah, but I don't think I don't.
Mumsy should vent to mates.
Yeah, she's got friends to vent. I agree. Sarah, thank you for sharing that juicy story. We've got John in Preston. Hey, John.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny. You are here on a very special edition of Jerry Springer Stories of Melbourne. John, what have you got for us?
Well, a mate of mine was actually cheating on his partner with his mate, and his mate was cheating on his partner with his mate.
Oh, wow. That went through a few hoops. I have to go back to the beginning.
Not a mate.
Hang on. One mate was cheating on his partner.
With his mate.
With his mate. So hang on. He was.
Oh, his mate's partner.
No. I think his mate. Is that right? Hang on. Your mate. Let's say his name.
Just give fake names.
Steve?
So Steve was dating his mate Jake's partner.
Yep.
And Jake was dating his mate Steve's partner.
Oh
they crossed over.
Mm. Yeah, and then once all the truth came out and they found out, at the end, the original partners got back together again.
So you've got two couples.
Yep,
they just swapped.
One man and woman are having an affair and the other man and woman having an affair behind the other's back. Or are they all men?
Yeah, they're all men.
Yeah, no. Four socks. They just took turns to each other. Yeah.
But imagine the the lengths you've got to go to hide it from your partner when they were doing it all the time with the other. Oh, man, it's actually the perfect affair. That is.
Oh, it was actually, it was so good. Like, it was just, I was in the middle of watching it all happen. I'm like, this is so good.
Nobody's hurt. No harm, no foul. We all did it. And now they've all gone back to original partners. So maybe, oh, wow.
Were they all men, John, or was it woman and man?
Oh, I can't identify as them because it'd be rude.
So they're all men.
Why do you think they're all men?
Because he said, mate, he said Steve and Jake and Jack, they named all men.
No, he didn't. He just mentioned Steve and Jack. We didn't hear the two other partners' names.
He said Jake and Jack. He said all men.
No, he didn't. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
I love that he can't clear up the gender. We're not playing Guess Who, mate. I'm not going to flick down half the board.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival is upon us, and two of our very good mates are starring, featuring, before their shift this evening. They're coming in early. Jimmy and Nate.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us. So big
other
fans.
Other people that aren't comedians can just do the comedy festival?
No, we just went... We're just MCs, Fev. Oh. We'll introduce anything you want.
Birthday parties, animals, anything.
Honestly, we're only here
I'll do anything for money, anything.
Wait, you're getting paid?
But I love this because Born Funny, you're a hugely successful podcast, but this is live, so people can be there live for the fun. You've got special guests. Who's going to be there?
Yeah, we're super excited for this. So on the stage, Lower Town Hall, have a listen to this lineup, Fief. Luke Kidgel, Zainab Johnson, Pete Hellier, Lizzie Hu, Dave Thornton. They are all going to take the stage. Nick, before you jump in, apologies, but we forgot to ask you.
No, I got invited. I'm on the project.
Nick wasn't jumping in. I was jumping in.
Well, Fev, Nick has been on the podcast.
Yeah.
Would you like to go after Fief when she comes in?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, boys.
How much is it?
How much is it?
There's no money, Fev.
Well, I'm not going on.
But do you know the concept of it too?
Yeah. Fev, you do this because you love the company, mate. You do this because you love the company.
No, I'm not listening. I'm SEA. I'm not a listener, man. I'm SEA. Listener doesn't pay my wage, my friends. Hey, out of you two, you're doing a great job, obviously, driving everyone home at 7 o'clock. Now...
It's a late drive home, mate. Some people work late. It's fine.
This is different.
This is why I should be on their show, because I'm funny. Who's funnier out of you two?
Oh, mate, that is a low bar.
Yeah.
That is a low bar.
I think different styles of humour.
Probably me.
Nate's funnier in like a everyday sense. I'm just more dry and, you know, get a note from the boss going, should we really have said that, Jim?
That's what you want. That's why
I used to listen to these guys every morning on the way to get a coffee. I loved it. I wanted one of those cups. You know, the cups that you have?
Yeah.
They used to give it the mugs.
We sent you out a mug.
No, I didn't get one.
Fev. Blakey probably took it.
I'm filthy,
probably,
so I've been dirty on you two ever since.
You don't even have to send it. You can just leave it in the studio.
Yeah. No, I think this is when they were in Tassie with Christian and Dan or wherever they are.
Crispy and Miss Me.
Hey, Jimmy and Nate, whoever did your poster, can you get them to sort this out? Because I did get the invite. It says doors open at 6, show starts 6:30 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. Just some, what are you going to make, some sort of Madonna entrance an hour and a half? Is that meant to be show starts 6:30 and finishes at 7:45?
Look, mate, yeah, I think I know is, Nick, you've just secured that somebody is fired from this show. And they're all outside pointing at each other too. So
rats.
Well, so I don't know. We're just a humble night show. We don't have the breakfast service that you guys have.
Look at all those people outside in your show. How many people are out there?
That is a lot, actually.
One, two,
isn't
three,
it?
Four, five, seven.
I can see it dancing and waving.
Of yours too.
Yeah, we love this. We're so excited for it. Something we've always wanted to do, Fifi, is to take this show to a live stage, Lower Town Hall at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And we're just pumped that all these comedians said yes.
We love that. We can't wait. And we'll get all Melbourne around you, Jimmy and Nate. Yes. You are great. Not only are you very, very funny, you're great guys. And it's so good to see you part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival this year. And I love that our shows have just merged here. Yeah. This is fun.
Yeah, this is nice, guys. And like, we're going to wait tickets tonight, I think, Jim. We've got more tickets tonight. Yeah, more tickets tonight.
Where's Abby?
Make sure you stick around.
Is she on your show?
No, we flicked her.
She was the one that got that poster wrong, so she just got caught.
Yeah,
well, you know what happens, Fev. You sleep with your co-workers, and it just never works out well. So
that's what happens. Bloody Nate sleeping with Abby again. She got the lemonade and sauce. You, Nathan. Keep it in your pants, son.
You can catch Jimmy and Nate Born Funny Live. Hey, comedyfestival.com.au for tickets. Thanks, boys.
Love you guys.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Here is your answer for Alpha Bucks. If you're playing on Friday, the 22nd of March, you'll need this answer because it could get you $20,000. The letter is the letter J. And the question is, a musical.
A musical. Jersey Boys.
Yep. Bang. Well done.
Any others, Fifth?
A musical. Jurassic Park, is that a musical?
No. Probably will be soon. They are scraping the barrel. There's Friends the musical.
Yeah.
It's grim.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We last year had King Charles. He's the king. He's like the king.
Yeah.
We had his stepson on the show, Tom Parker Ball's, Camilla's son. And I want to just relive some of these highlights. So we got him on before we could even talk about the project he wanted to talk about. You immediately started referencing The Crown and asking personal information about the king's viewing habits.
To be fair, do you guys watch Netflix? Does she watch The Crown?
No idea.
They're busy. No,
The Crown, I think it's fiction, isn't it, The Crown?
Good question.
Yeah. You know what? Yes. Just candid, just honestly, what's the king thing?
To be fair to Fev, wasn't he out here doing like a cooking day with a chef?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And he would have looked
if
up
if he wasn't the king's stepson, there's no way he's getting to cook with that chef on that day.
God no. And he would have looked up the louche. Imagine he had done it now. He'd be like, oh, it's the Hoff. I would have been, hey, Royal. He'd been, hey, Hoff. It'd be like two just great.
Well, speaking of cooking, he was here for cooking, but I don't think he expected you to talk about his stepfather's sausage fingers.
Do you have any particular dish? Like, what is your favourite dish to make? If people came over, this is what Tom's whipping up.
It's sort of sausage pasta. You know, get Italian sausage, cook it, you know, in olive oil, chuck lots of chilies in.
Wouldn't want to get Charles's fingers near that. They'd think it's a sausage.
Now,
he loved it. He giggled.
He's a good, I giggle when I'm nervous and uncomfortable. Now, finally, you decided to reference a Will Ferrell movie, and I'm still not sure why.
All right, so do you hang out with Will? Because that's like your stepbrother. It's like stepbrothers, Brennan. Have you seen Stepbrothers, a movie? Yeah, great movie. Is that you and Will and Harry? Don't put your nuts on the drum kit.
We don't live in our step parents' house together. No.
Funny.
Yeah. Okay. Very funny. But I'm just. I guess I'm just reminding you.
Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
Because he references. Because he moves into his house. The mum and dad are together. And he moves in his house. He goes. Only one rule: don't touch my drum kit. Then they have a big fight.
Mm.
And then he runs in and puts his nuts on his drum kit and rubs it all over.
It's a great movie.
And then it's on.
Okay.
The Catalina wine mixer.
Yeah.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, boys, you know that before the show, my very good friend Leon Shergren and I have a chat on the phone. Mm. We
Did
love
you ask
that.
Him why he's in a t-shirt or casual?
He's always in a t-shirt.
I always wear a t-shirt.
That's just a bit different. Like it's white or.
I usually wear a black one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You look young and
cool
shirt. You look
New
vibrant.
Thank you.
So he's our executive producer. He's our big dog. He is DJ Shergs from the Lame Duck. We plan what we're going to do in Celebrity News. All our producers, in fact, have contribute stories. And then we decide which are the best stories for Celebrity News, which you can hear at 7 and 8:30 every day here on our breakfast show. Anyway, he pitched a story to me and I said, yeah, I saw that one about Shakira because he said there's a good story about Shakira. And it's about because she broke up with her husband, the soccer player. Mm. You know him, Gerard Pique.
Yeah.
Pique. They broke up and there were rumours when they broke up.
You said her hips don't work.
I don't think her hips lie. But there was a rumour about a jam jar. And that was why they broke up, because she had gone into the kitchen and a jam jar was empty. Now, her husband and her sons don't eat jam. So she was like, someone's been in the house eating jam. So that was a rumor that she has now addressed. So that is the story that Shakira has now said, no, that never happened. That story is untrue. And Leon was really going, I reckon we should do the Shakira story. But I said to Leon, we had this conversation, didn't we? I said, I just don't think Shakira is like so hot right now. Like it's just a story about a jam jar.
And we did that story last year.
Well, yeah, the update is, though, she has denied it. But he was like, kept going, well, we've still got that Shakira story. And I did say, I said, Leon, you're obsessed with the Shakira story. I don't think
what
it's
is
that
it about
interesting.
The Shakira story.
I just think, you know, Kanye's topical, Beyonce, Taylor, but Shakira? And then he said, yeah, but the Jam Jar, that's like, and then he said to me, you said to me, Leon, I think it's gone over your head. Because I said, I don't get it. Now, Leon, talk me through what went over my head.
Look, in my defense, I sent this article through quite late last night. Bit tie-tie. Been a big week, million-dollar week. Pretty exhausted. For some reason, I thought this whole story was about, it was like an American Pie incident.
Oh, that. He thought he was having sex with a jam.
He thought that she busted her husband, been intimate with a jar of jam. And that's why they broke up.
Oh, wow.
Great story, though.
Great story. That'd be more jelly. Jam wouldn't really do much with jam, would it?
He said to me, oh, dear. He was laughing as if I was an idiot going, oh, dear, it's gone over your head.
It says more about him, though, doesn't it? Imagine when someone says, hey, Leon, can you grab some milk from the shop? What'd you do the last milk, you sicko? No, we're just out.
Melbourne's number one breakfast show. It's the Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick. Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick. On the Fox.